Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com on this Wednesday, this final day of July. We're pleased to have the director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Mercer County today, John Sullivan. Welcome to Mercer County. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here, to be back in Aledo and Mercer counties.
Well, tell us a little bit about the importance of outreach. We're talking to you at 8:30 local time here. Later in the morning, you're going to an event in New Windsor, Illinois, in Mercer County. I think some other participating state agencies are there. So kind of a little bit about the outreach and what is the intention of your visit, I guess, in Mercer County today?
You bet. Well, first of all, I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you. So, you know, as a director of ag for the state of Illinois, and of course, Illinois is a big state, and I've been trying to travel around as much of the state over the, you know, the last 6 months that I've been in this position, and just to talk to folks, just to give them updates as what's going on, talking about a lot of different issues that we're dealing with at the Department of Ag. A lot of questions out there, but I'm just trying to be as accessible as I possibly can, and give folks updates as to the goings on at the Department of Ag.
And that's primarily the focus of your conversation today in Mercer County.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just going to give an update. They have some specific issues they want to talk about. Broadband, trying to update broadband across the state of Illinois. Industrial hemp has been a big issue we've been dealing with as well. So those are kind of two of their priorities.
And you bring up broadband. And that is the most significant issue because I can tell you, John Sullivan, come to Mercer County / Aledo when there's an issue involving a local internet service provider. It is mass chaos on social media and almost martial law is in effect, basically. So is that, and I know it's all about fiber. So, I mean, that's the big thing, right?
Yeah. So, you know, Jim, I laugh when you say that because everywhere I go, it's a matter, you know, I'm talking to a group of people and I talk about, you know, I run through the list of items that we're working on and I bring up broadband and I'll say to the crowd, I'm sure that everybody in this room has, you know, adequate service across the state or in their area. And there's all these heads are going, you know, shaking no and thumbs down. And so it's an issue that really resonates across the state. And really it's not the areas, it's a combination of areas that are unserved, but maybe more importantly are underserved. So where I live, just north of Rushville in Schuyler County, I live on a small farm down there. I have internet service at my house, but I don't have a consistent level of service to be able to run, you know, many of the programs that we need to run on our computers today. And here's an example. I have a licensed auctioneer, and so every 2 years I have to take a renewal. I have to update my license and take continuing education. And this year, it was only available on a webinar, and so it was a 2-day webinar, morning, afternoon, 2 days. And so I wanted to take that. I couldn't do it at my home because I didn't have adequate service to run my computer to do the webinar. So I had to go into the local library, which was very nice. Appreciate the opportunity there, but it's a consistent issue across the state of Illinois. And so it's one thing that Governor Pritzker has actually asked me to take the lead on, and we've got some funding in a capital bill, and I think we're going to be able to do some good things.
And I know USDA is partnering with some agencies to extend some of that money, too.
Absolutely.
I want to ask you, are we doing enough with agritourism, you think? It's funny, Monday I visited Field of Dreams in Dyersville. You been there?
Oh, I've not been there, but aware of it, yeah.
Now, I realize, people, that it took Kevin Costner and it took James Earl Jones and it took a major motion picture from 1989 to get that, you know. But, you know, through a lot of like self-reflection in rural areas, I mean, the true beauty comes out.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, there's farmers markets, things of that nature, those type of things. I mean, you think there can be more done?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think absolutely. I think we've just kind of, you know, hit the tip of the iceberg, literally. Some of the things that we struggle with is trying to do some of these agritourism events in areas that have a population base to support them. I mean, that's some of the issues that we face in the rural areas. But, you know, you mentioned the farmers markets. That's been very popular. It's really gained momentum. We actually have two farmers markets on the fairground, or we have one farmers market, but two in Springfield there, but one's out on the fairgrounds in Springfield. So, yeah, very well attended. It's an Illinois products. We have an Illinois products expo as well, and just trying to promote products here in the state of Illinois.
You speak about the state fair. I was going to ask you, now I know a lot of these county fairs have become, I call them self-reliant, where they've really reached out and they've been involved with corporate sponsorships to sustain them. And I think a lot of county fairs are doing that. We have a strong county fair in Mercer County.
Yep.
So from a state line item perspective and where you come in from with the Illinois Department of Agriculture, what's the future with the state's support mm-hmm. of county fairs? And how closely do you monitor and watch that, I guess?
Yeah, so let me give you a little background. First of all, I spent 14 years as a state senator representing West Central Illinois, including parts of Mercer County and early on in my career. And so I've been to your county fair here and been going to county fairs really my whole life. But, you know, as everybody's aware, the state of Illinois has had their financial struggles, and there was a period of time when, you know, there was the financial support for the state, for the county fairs, rather, was cut off, and they didn't receive any funding for a year or two there because of the budget impasse. And so a lot of the county fairs had to, rightfully so, they took measures to address that issue because they understand how important the county fairs are to their community and what you know, what an economic development it is for their areas. So, but to answer your question, you know, we've held them the level funding this year in our budget. Of course, the state Department of Ag is responsible for all, I think, 103 county fairs, or maybe 107. I can't remember now, but there's a lot of fairs that we oversee. We've got a gentleman in our Bureau of County Fairs and Horse Racing that oversees that. So we, you know, we try to do what we can to help them in any way that we possibly can.
All right. And a couple other topics just quickly. You know, you were an auctioneer or auction business originally.
That's correct.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, farming community, farming background. And I know a lot of people say, like the old adage in baseball, if you watch this game long enough, you'll see everything, right? So in farming, yeah, in weather, is if you watch Illinois weather long enough, you'll see everything. Now, there's been the impact this year. So you go, I was telling you off the air, we go minus 38, lowest record temperature ever set in Illinois this year in Mount Carroll, Illinois, just along the Mississippi River to our mm-hmm. north, minus 38. What was it last week or 2 weeks ago? I think 98.
Close to 100, right?
Mm-hmm. So we're going 140 mm-hmm. degrees, basically, difference in 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then we go from last month, late June, we're talking to you on the last day of July, the Mississippi River finally gets back in its banks in Mercer County. So I think it was out of its banks from March 15th to whatever, late June. And then we're talking to you on July 31st, and you look at the latest U.S. drought monitor, and this portion of the state is showing abnormally
we need rain, yep.
dry.
Mm-hmm.
So can yep. you, and you kind of see the impact of the variability of maybe even field to field you go to mm-hmm. in this part of the state when you see some of the crops.
Yeah.
What do you make of all that?
Well, I mean, I've told several people have said, boy, what a year to decide to be the director of ag here in the state of Illinois. Of course, we've had a lot of challenges weather-wise, and we have seen the extremes this year, as you just mentioned. And, of course, the old adage is we're always only about 2 weeks away from a drought, you know, during the growing season here. So, you know, we've had our challenges to start the year out with actually going clear back to last fall with excessive moisture and rain. The river levels, we fought that for several months, but really it wasn't just along the rivers. It was the excess moisture all across the state. I mean, that has led to, we don't know the exact numbers, but certainly a high percent of acres, high accordingly, at least in relationship to past years, a large number of acres that didn't get planted this year that farmers took the prevented planting on. And now we all need a rain. I mean, the extremes that we've seen in weather this year, we hope it's an anomaly. We can only, you know, look, we always have to be optimistic. We always are in the farming industry, or else we wouldn't do what we do. But we have to hope that next year things level out for us.
All right. I know the final topic. I know the I saw information extension on submitting the disaster application. Mm-hmm. And I know we've heard Congresswoman Bustos here in the area talk about, you know, the statewide USDA disaster declaration.
Right.
Is that, I mean, why is that important? And I know you're probably behind that push, too. So what does that mean to get that?
Yeah, so just there's two different disaster declarations that have been made thus far, well, or are in the process of being made. The first one, the Governor Pritzker did a disaster declaration, a FEMA disaster declaration, I believe, for 37 counties, mostly along either the Illinois and or the Mississippi River. That was the first step, and that for obvious reasons, right? Now, the second part was a USDA secretarial disaster declaration, and that would be the U.S. Department of Ag Secretary Perdue making a declaration for the counties that were requested. So I've been involved with that process only in support of it. It's actually a federal declaration, but Bill Graff is the the FSA director here in the state of Illinois. So we've been in contact with him early on in the process, and the process starts at the local FSA county level. They gather the information about the disaster. They transfer that to the state director. The state director then convenes the state emergency board, which I was at that meeting. And to make a long story short, they made the request to the USDA secretary for a secretarial disaster declaration for all 102 counties, which is, I mean, if you think about it, every county in the state of Illinois has been impacted mm-hmm. from an ag standpoint, has been impacted by this weather. That includes Cook County. I was up at the Cook County Farm Bureau here a while back and visited with a number of farmers up there. So, and they've had the same challenges everybody else had. There was acres that did not get planted up there as well. So think about that, the entire state of Illinois. So that disaster declaration request is sitting on the USDA secretary's desk right now. And I don't know when he will act upon it one way or another. It could very well be not until after harvest, because quite frankly, we don't know the extent of this disaster as we sit here today. We talked about the weather, right? So there's acres that didn't get planted. We also don't know if it turns off and stays dry here, that we're going to be in a drought situation. We just don't know the impact until after harvest, until the combines and the grain is in the elevators.
So bottom line, 30 seconds. That means what if we get it? Illinois gets the.
So it opens us up to some low interest loans, basically, and I think it sends a message to Congress about the extent of the disaster that agriculture is facing, and hopefully that would open up even some more opportunities.
All right, Illinois Department of Agriculture Director John Sullivan, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day in the great county of Mercer.
Jim, I appreciate this opportunity. Thank you very much.
You're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.